Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airline Center podcast with John and Kate. We have a special show for you today. We're going to get to an interview here in just a little bit with LaFonte Joe from Bonafide Entertainment, the man behind the Keith Sweat, Genuine, and Maya concert.
Yes, and before we get into this awesome interview, we have our new segment. It is Staff Picks, where we are recommending anything from books, new music, movies, Netflix binging, unique Amazon purchases, anything and everything. And here today to give you his staff pick is John. What's your recommendation?
Thanks, Kate. I got a recommendation for anybody out there watching Netflix, a show called 7 Days Out. It gives you a behind the scenes of a lot of the big events that go around the world, such as the Kentucky Derby or the Westminster Dog Show. So anybody wanting to see what really goes on behind the scenes on some of these big events and a little tiny glimpse of what it's like here at the arena before a big event, check out the Netflix show 7 Days Out.
It's Maya, aka Seattle Superstar, and you are tuned into the Alaska Airline Center podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Alaska Airline Center podcast. Thanks for joining us today. And we have a special guest on the line. Joining us now is musical artist and promoter, also the owner of Bonafide Entertainment, LaFonte Joe. Thank you for joining us today.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Doing good. Thanks for taking the time and joining us.
No problem.
So we have the upcoming Keith Sweat, Genuine, and Maya show coming here at the Alaska Airlines Center May 16th. Great seats still available. LaFonte, thank you for bringing the show to Alaska. Thank you for bringing it to the arena.
I've been wanting to come into Alaska for a while now. I finally was able to pull the trigger, so we're there.
We're super glad that you could make it out here. We recently read an article that you were in the Tri-City area, so we're wondering, what is it that made you want to come out to Anchorage, Alaska, and bring Keith Sweat up here?
Well, I live in the Tri-Cities area, but I do about 100 concerts a year all over the United States. So, my office is based out of Beverly Hills. I mean, we do shows in Miami, Chicago. You name it, Dallas, Houston,
Kentucky,
Seattle, Portland. There's a couple R&B fans in the Alaska Airline, in Alaska, that's been following me and always say, hey, you should bring this show to Alaska. You should bring this show to Alaska. And I'm like, I've never been to Alaska. I don't know the Alaska market. So for 3 years, I've been getting that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. So here we are. We got Keith Sweat, Genuine, and Maya, May 16th.
It's going to be a great show. And you just finished up a show with them too, at the Rupp Arena, correct? Out in Lexington.
Yeah. Rupp Arena in Lexington. Did about 7,000 tickets there.
Oh, wow.
I've been touring with Keith Sweat. I mean, I've done Denver with him. I've done Grand Rapids, Michigan, Louisiana, New Orleans. I mean, I've done so many shows. I built a relationship with Keith. So it was easy to get Keith Sweat and Genuine out there. Plus Maya, I have Maya June 12th with Bobby Brown and Belle Biv DeVoe in Denver as well. So I stay busy. I do a lot of shows.
What is your connection to Keith Sweat? Can you explain a little bit that relationship and how it built and how you've been able to do so many different shows with him?
I mean, it all started probably about 5 years ago. I did him in Yakima, Washington, and I did him in Denver, Colorado. It was a back-to-back. We sold out both shows, and since then, we've been just knocking them out, doing a lot of concerts.
Yeah, a lot of fun with that one, too. And you yourself are a musical artist and certainly have seen the onstage side of things and now have also gone behind the scenes on the promoter side of things. Can you take us through that a little bit on your passion for performing and then also now working on shows?
Well, that's how I got involved. So I was an artist. I mean, I've been doing music since I was 16. I'm north of 30 now.
But
a lot of promoters when I was young used to charge for locals to get on shows. Now, as a promoter, I understand why, but as an artist, you always want to get paid. But they used to charge. And growing up, I didn't have a lot of money, so I couldn't afford to pay. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I saved up and I decided to start bringing my own concerts and performing on my own shows and paying myself as an artist and a promoter. Well, it kind of just took off. Like, I found my niche as a promoter and building relationships with artists to where the promoter side started off as a hobby, turned into a full-time job. So now I don't work a 9-to-5. Like, I sit in front of my computer and book shows all day. So just today alone, I've booked 5 shows.
Wow.
So that's how it is. And when I do hip hop shows, like I have at the Rep Arena May 25th, I have a hip hop show I'll be performing on. I'm working on the Lil Wayne, get a little mini tour with Lil Wayne. I mean, I've done them all. Cardi B, all the hot hip hop artists I've done. So
congratulations.
That's kind of how it started. I didn't want to pay to get on the show, so I decided to do my own shows and sold out a few shows, and more investors started coming. And I did a 10-city tour in the Northwest with a group called Bone Thugs and Harmony. I sold out all 10 shows, and their manager liked the way I worked and flew me to L.A. one day, and we met up with a guy by the name of Mac 10, who was signed Priority Records, had a group with Ice Cube. He's huge in the West Coast market. And we started a company, and the rest is history. Now I have an office in Beverly Hills, and we're doing 100-plus shows a year all over the nation.
Well, congratulations. And did we see also, too, that you have some new music coming out? Is it Motion?
Yeah. Motion is with an artist feature named Eric Bellinger. He's from California. He has a new song that's released with Chris Brown. The video comes out next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I kind of just utilized my connections in this music industry to help out my music career, and it's been good.
What is it about the music industry that you are just so motivated to keep booking all these shows, and what is it that you love about it?
I mean, music is life to me. Other than my family, music is life. Like the passion I have for it and the way music can change a person or get a person that's down, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like a song can get them up. Like music has that, just that passion, that feeling that it can take over someone. And I love the passion of music. And I mean, not just hip hop, not just R&B. I mean, I booked 2 country shows today. One of them was Kane Brown. So like music for everyone.
Agreed. That's speaking awesome. Of music and, you know, having it give somebody a certain type of feeling, we actually were taking a look at some of your songs, and I personally mm-hmm. am a huge fan of Red Light, Yellow Light, Green Light.
Green Light, Green
Go.
Light.
Yeah, exactly. No, for real. It was a really good song. We watched the music video. It was super hype. Like, we're down.
And you know what's crazy? I have a 6-year-old son, and when I was making that song, like, I have a studio at my home, so I'll listen to an instrumental, and I'll start working on beats and just start writing. And he just happened to be in the room at the time, and he was saying Red Light, like he was playing with a toy. And I just kind of kept watching him, and that's how I came up with the catchy Red Light, Green Light, Go. And it was all because of my son, so.
That's awesome.
That's one of his favorite songs. So there's been times where I performed and he's on stage and I give him the mic and he'll do that part.
Oh, that is great. That
Does
is
he
great.
Know that? Do you give him royalties?
Not yet. He don't know how to manage his money yet. He'll just go buy some V-Bucks. He'll buy some V-Bucks on what is the game? Fortnite.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is. Oh gosh, I'm so out of touch.
All the kids play Fortnite. You don't know what Fortnite is?
Oh, this is about you,
Come on, Kate. You've heard of this.
I don't know what Fortnite is. God.
No, that's great. Certainly all the best of luck to you in your music career and on the promoting side of things. We really appreciate you taking the time. We know you're a busy guy and certainly have a lot of shows you're working on, but we really appreciate it.
Well, we're trying to bring more to Alaska. So as long as they come out and support and I can continue to bring them.
That's right. And for the Anchorage community here, the next chance you'll get Thursday, May 16th, Key Sweat, Genuine, Maya, right here at the Alaska Airlines Center. It's going to be a great show. We're excited. A lot of buzz going on this show. We're really excited to have this show. Thank you for bringing it up here to us. Great seats available. Get out there and get your tickets now. AlaskaAirlinesCenter.com. Come down to the box office here at the Alaska Airlines Center. It's going to be a great night. Really good music. Music for everybody.
Yeah.
And if they go on to the event page on Facebook, just type in, I guess just Key Sweat or Lady Night Out in Alaska. On the event page, we're doing a promo. It's called just like the Day of a Promoter. So we're picking 2 lucky people to kind of basically shadow me and just see what goes on behind the scenes. So they'll be able to meet the artist. They'll be able to see how sound check goes. They'll be able to see as far as the shopping, making sure each artist has what they need in their dressing room. All the behind the scenes that the people that come to enjoy a concert, if they only knew what I'm going through, what's going on backstage, for me to make sure that they have a successful show. It's very stressful. It's not as easy as everyone thinks. And there's a lot going on. They only see what happens on the stage. Mm-hmm. But if they only knew what happened in the dressing rooms and behind the stage and with sound and with food and with, there's so much stuff that comes along with it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been working on this for a few months. So, you know, even for the day of, it's a lot.
Yeah. And I've been doing all this from the Tri-City. So I'll be there the day before the show to get some stuff done ahead of time. But
hopefully you see him.
It's going to be a great show. Keith Sweat puts on an amazing performance. So Alaska, you will not be disappointed. Like, he's a perfectionist, and that's what makes my job a lot harder, because he is a perfectionist. So everything has to be right, because he wants to make sure his fans get a great show. And it's his first time in Alaska, so I don't know when the next time Keith Sweat will make it to Alaska, because he's already been complaining about taking this long flight to Alaska from Atlanta.
But it'll be worth it.
So, it's going to be worth it. He's flying in a day early, so we're probably going to do some news interviews on the Wednesday and possibly the morning of the show with Maya. So they both will be live on the news station out there in Alaska. There is a pre-party with Genuine and Maya. So if anyone bought their pre-party tickets, they can get into the venue at 6 and get meet and greet with Genuine and Maya. There'll be a bar and snacks and just stuff to get ready for the show. So,
right.
Yeah. You hear it here first. Great seats available. Not a bad seat in the house either. You had the opportunity to come up here to Alaska. We're glad to have you up here and take you around the arena. But truly not a bad seat in the
beautiful
house.
Beautiful venue.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it'll
beautiful
be great no venue. Matter where
even the nosebleeds is like in the middle. So the nosebleeds is like at Staples Center, the middle. So it's still a great seat.
That's
exactly.
True.
Not a bad seat in the house. So no matter where you got seats for the show, it's going to be a great one. Great music all night long. We're super excited for it. May 16th, Alaska Airlines Center. Keith Sweat, Genuine, Maya, and a couple local artists as well too are going to be opening up. That package alone, well worth it. Get out here, get your tickets. You won't want to miss this night.
Right.
Well, LaFonte, thank
Alaska,
you so much.
Come on.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join us. Really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week up here in Alaska.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, LaFonte.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Alaska Airlines Center or on our social media handles at AK Air Center.
This is LaFonte Joe with Bonafide Entertainment, and you're listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.